And we are Taf Kof Aleph Sif Hey, talking about what fuel or wood can you where can you get wood for fuel to light a fire. So Eitzim Shenosh Ramin Ha'ilam B'Yomtov. Let's say some branches. It was a windy day. A bunch of branches fell on the ground on Yomtov. Eima Siki Baham. You're not allowed to go ahead and use those to light. One, because it's Noilad, because it wasn't Muchan from Erev Yomtov. It was on the tree. So therefore, it's noilad. Another, there's another reason that maybe you'll come to take down more, whatever. But al kopanim, there has to be that the eitzim were already detached beforehand. Kalim shenishbu biyamtiv. Let's say you cheres, so you had some, I guess, wooden cleave which broke on yamtiv. Ema seeking behem b'neishahim noilad. You also can't go ahead and use those, burn those, because that's nylon. Because it was a kli before Yom Tov, and it wasn't muhan to be used as fuel. So, so therefore, it's also to use that. And if you went ahead and you lit with kalim, also the hapach ve'esh, achas shehudlaku b'miksas, the az have shivrei kli. That if you went ahead and you decided you prepared kalim for Shabbos, you wanted to get rid of it for Yom Tov, and you went so you lit those on fire to make an esh, it's also to go ahead and once it starts burning to flip it, the az have shivrei kalim, because then it's called a shever kli. Because then it's a shever kli and it's muksa, and you can't go ahead and use and you can't go ahead and flip it because it's muksa. However, if you just leave it, then there's no iser hana by muksa. So therefore, if you cook on top of it, that's fine. But just you can't go ahead and move it. Unless you go ahead and you throw a bunch of other eitzim on top, which would be rov, which we'll talk about, it's a suki and beta, whatever, about whether what you're allowed to vatel it. Now, when we're seeking bekelim shleimim, you can go ahead and this is the mechaber, the Ramah seems to be out of order, but you can go ahead and light with kelim shleimim, and as the Mishnah points out, the Ramah is really going over here. But you can't move them after they start burning. Of the kelim shenishbu v'yayim, broken kelim v'yayim, and you have these, and so therefore they're oimed to go ahead and be used as for fuel.
Then you can flip them over.
Then you can flip them over. Right. Zayin shkedim v'gozim she'achlu v'erev yontiv. So let's say you ate shkedim and a gozim. An erev yom tov, masikin klipei erev yom tov. You can go ahead and burn their shells on yom tov because there were again there was psolus, it was omit to go ahead and to burn or whatever. Achlam b'yom tov. However, and if you ate the nuts on yom tov, ein masikin b'klipei, and then you can't because again it was before yom tov it was omit. It was omit la'achila. Is only to be shomer the achila. So therefore, if we crack it open and you want to light with it, that's again it's neilad, and that would be aser. Nagav gam ein lahasik im ha'agozim ashkenim atzman. You should not just throw nuts into the fire. Elim ken he adam beklipa. Unless they're in the klipa, because they're oichel. When you want to throw, you want to throw nuts and things in, and then. Unless it's in the klipa, then with the klipa, sometimes people will burn everything together. Unless you have wicks or you have torches, things, whatever, which are still usable after the first yamtiv, you're allowed to go ahead and reuse the wicks, reuse the lapidos. Even on Yom Tov Shein Shel Rosh Hashanah, Yom Tov Acher, Shabbos, or if you use it for Shabbos, you can use it Yom Tov after Shabbos, because it's considered it's like Noila, but for the next day it's mutter to use. Mishra brings Machmirim, and therefore he says that it's better to just have new psilos.
What's the issue?
Issue is nila. I can't.
Nila.
Because it's not, because it. So it says that. One second. That. It's hacham mitam hachana, not mitam noila. Mitam hachana. Sorry, made a mistake. Mitam hachana, because you've been making it. It, you know, it was mucha, you know, whatever, which is also to you. The Torah says it is also to you that that's not called hachana. The yishbach mirim. Akopanim, that you can go ahead and reuse the wicks or let's say other stuff like ashes. Like let's say you made, well, let's say it's to the yontif. You made a barbecue on the first day and you have ashes left. You want to relight them and also do the same din. I don't know whether you can use the coals from Erev Pesach, from leftover from the burning the chametz. That I don't know whether you can use it like different chametz there. But al chaparim, if you know it's vaday, it was burnt out. Then we can even use that. Dina hei esh beyond the tafkof beis. Now what do we light with? Ein motzim esh. Lo min eitzin, lo min avanim, lo min afar, velo min Hamayim. There's an issur to go ahead and to create fire. We can't, not from eitzim that you rub eitzim together. Vlomin avanim, or you make a spark with avanim. Vlomin afar, that if you go ahead and you have very hard ground, so that you can make sparks. If you take a metal shovel and you slam it into the ground, you can make a spark. That if you go ahead and you have water in a glass, that it's like magnifying. It turns into like a magnifier and it can cause things to catch on fire. The Mishnah Berurah says that b'di'eved, if you did do it, what's the issue here? Is moilid. That you're moilid in esh. Shaila is what does that mean? What's the issue? Whether it's because of something that it's a malacha which could be done on Erev Yontiv, because you could just light a fire and have it there, whether it's an isser of molid, which is like nolad, which you're creating something new, as Taz's lashon is yesh meyayin. He says you're the isser of molid is your mamish, you know, bury something, you're doing yesh meyayin, so therefore that is usher on Yontiv. Taz is mashed, it's even deraisa, but Mishavur says b'di'eved, if you did start a fire, you are allowed to go ahead and to use it. Interesting discussion about we got a couple of nakudas here about about matches. Shulchan talks about matches, and he says that matches are interesting because. It could be that if you go ahead and when you strike a match, he said it's very flammable substance, and so the fire is coming out of the sulfur, the tip, it's sort of coming out of the tip. He says even if you go ahead and you put it next to, he says there's an issue, people use a match to go ahead and light from candles to whatever, he says there's an issue because it could be that the who says what's the thing here is the light from the candle the fire causing the match to catch fire, or is it so highly flammable that the heat is causing the match to explode in flame, so which is bemoled. So the Rosh Hashanah says therefore you should be magic self safer also. You should be makpit to go ahead and be sure you stick the batch into a flame if you're going to use it, because then we'll say, that the horse is coming from there, it's catching from the actual flame, or don't use the match, use a stick or something, or use the back end of a match. But if you go ahead and you stick it next to something hot, without actually in the flame, it could be that's molded, and that would be also to use that match. The other big issue over here, is what about electricity? All the poskim ask, what about electricity? Are you allowed to go ahead and use electricity on Yom Tov? Is it like, is it be molidesh? Is it not? Shulchan says there are a few poskim who are makel. Aruch Shulchan was makel because he said that the ash electricity is like ash and it's existing in the wires already, so it's not molid. It's just some shachas ash, whatever, and therefore it's mutter. I have a row of poskim afterwards weren't masking to that, and because chashmal is not the electricity is not ash. It's a way to work things, a way to start things. It's a way to start Aish, but it's not actually Aish. Besides the Chazon Ish, who holds it's an iser of if it's in the wall, it's bona, and the kli is makra patish. That's something else. But most poskim are not all poskim nowadays aren't makel. You know, there was a whole shiloh, you know, 60, whatever, 80 years or whatever it was, more than 100 years ago, about using microphones on Yom Tov. Whether that's a problem or not, that's why, you know, there were poskim who said it's okay, what do you mean? It's Yom Tov, whatever. But that's also, what about cars? So what's it for the driver? It's age. What's the problem driving a car on Yom Tov? Or is there like only the Rabbanu? Like what would be the Isser? So the Chorot, again, it's Moli Reish because when the spark plugs create sparks, and then gasoline catches fire, so that's being molid age. Now whether that's a device or the Rabbanon is again it's a machlokes between the Taz and other price scheme. So Kubi is only in the Sudra Rabbanon, but it's a Chomer, you know, it's a Chomer Isser, and it's not Stam. So what about, I know at the night share there's someone that was asking electric cars in general, is there less of an Isser? Because, he said because it's first of all, there's no ignition, you don't turn, there's no fire there, it's just a electrical circuit which constantly runs, and there's no light, assuming there's no lights, and assuming that you don't turn any lights or any screens, anything or whatever, theoretically. So according to the Chazon Ish, yeah, definitely be also because it's that's Makom HaPatish. According to other poskim, Yesh Lodum Vazeh, obviously the use of his zilzul, and you know, the question is, you know, if you have a choice, you go into the hospital or this, you have a choice between using an electric car and a gas car. Could be an electric car, could be a little more makel because electricity is not going to most poskim, and there's no, it's not lighting a light. It's not like you're turning a light switch and there's a bulb. So it could be there. I'm not saying there's a vada. I'm saying theoretically it might be. I don't know. You obviously have to ask poskim who know the Matzias more than I do and the Isaac and the Indian. What about using like microwaves? No, I don't mean like obviously there's electricity and whatever. But let's say that the actual microwave. Can you put food into? Is that bimolid aish or induction? I recently got an induction range top. So induction is very interesting because induction, I mean, there's no flame. The way it works is that it creates an electromagnetic field which causes the pot to heat up very fast. So you don't see any aish. But can you go, if you put it on there, is it, you know, make it suddenly, because there's a metal, it's a metal pot, suddenly it heats it up. So is that called fire? Is that not called fire? Pashas is, it's some sort of molid, because, as the Taz says, you know, Yeshmeayan, you're suddenly creating this thing to get hot. So it's like a microwave, you're shooting on food, it also makes it get hot. Could be it'd be an sort of molid. It is a little bit unclear. It's an interesting shaila about how to define what, you know, with induction, how to define if you want to use it on Yom Tov, how would you go about that? Could you go about that? Whatever. It's an interesting shaila. Or it's molid, but you can say differently that whatever, because you're not actually creating any fire. Just, you know, I guess you're creating heat, but you're not, I don't know. It's a hard discussion. Achopanim go weiter. Ve'enoyis in pechamim, you can't make coals. Ve'enoyis in mapuach elish poferes. and you can't use a bellows, like a, or your fan, whatever, that you can only use, you can blow with a straw or something, and they'll go ahead to the Mapuach, because it's a shinui. Because the Mapuach, you use a bellows, it's like, now go ahead to the Mapuach, shel balabatim, or the shinui, if you have, if you don't have a professional one, the shinui, the hafkul, malamala, lamata, that you flip it. I don't know, again, I don't know exactly what, you know, what the exact Mapuach looks like. It's some sort of bellows. You flip it over. You're allowed to go ahead and cover a fire with Eish or with Efer Mukhan. If it's not, as long as you're not going to put it out, you want to lessen the heat. And that's whatever. That's the tzarach yom tavishin about the tzarach yom tavsheni
alser.
So lowering gas flame is motor, based on this. The post game,
not turning it off.
Not turning it off. That's keep. Although Moshe personally held this motor to shut it off. He held his grand kivui, and he actually passed that for his wife. But he didn't pass in it for the Olam. He says that I think he holds your even allowed to be Magbir. That was still a bit cooler because he held it's the Grumma. It's not it's not Sikh Resha. But Al Kopanim, Al Kopanim, most poskim generally hold you're allowed to lower a flame on the gas flame on Yom Tov. Just you can't be magri and you can't shut it off.
You can't increase it.
You cannot increase it? Wait. I'm getting a little bit flipped over here. You can't put it out. Oh, wait, decreasing it. I have to look that up a little bit more. So maybe I'll just bring up this concept tomorrow.
Yeah, that doesn't imply lowering it.
It does imply lowering it, but it's not taking the fuel away. You see, there's a shayla about taking the fuel away from the fire. That's going to be the issue of lowering gas. Is that taking fuel away from the fire or not? If you're making a fire on Yom Tov, you set up the Eitzim. Anyone near Zelze, you shouldn't put it one like a pyramid. It's like an oil. Throw in one big mix. Like any other oil, you hold the eighth up and you stick another eighth underneath it. The acher tachta of adchi magi la'aris, and you just hold the top one up and you stack things underneath it. Because obviously if there's no space, it's not a problem. But if the issue is there's a tefach there, that there's spaces, and there you talk a need because the air is good for the fire, because it's a dim by oil. If you don't need it, then that's something else, but here you want the air, so therefore it is oil, so therefore you should do a bishinu. A kedera also, you want to go ahead and set up a fire underneath it, so you set up some stones. Again, you need the space underneath for the fire, so therefore hold it in the air and then put the stones underneath it. But don't put it down with the space by on top of stones. If you want to do a bed, put out a bed. Again, if you hold the mattress up and again, we're talking about a bed that has four walls, so to speak. They're not with posts with legs, but it has it's like a box, like they have here itself. So that would be so you should hold the bed up first and put the bottom under the frame underneath it. Afilu beitzim lo yamid oisam shura agav shura shiyamdu kumo migdal, shouldn't stack beitzim So it stands like a tower. All these things you just need to do it b'shinui. Also a table which has some sort of desk or something that has the sides go down to the bottom. Sarech shinui, you also need to do a shinui if you're putting the tabletop on the table. But mutter lahoshiv shulchan shelanu aragav, if it has legs, you're allowed to put a shulchan on the legs. The ein bezeh mishum binyan.
Is this folding table?
Also folding table, yeah. Used to be they would have the table top and they put the legs underneath and then you sit the table and you stick the board on top or whatever. But this folding tool, in a folding table, since it's legs, is not a problem. Going back to Chazara, that if you don't need the space underneath the table, so then it's also mutter. Beis aguda shel etzim shehuda kol b'medura. If you have a bunch of wood that was lit, kol etz shelo achzav or etz mutter l'shamto. Any etz that didn't catch fire, you want to you can take it away. Ain't dumah l'meisir shemim me'aner. It's not dumah to taking fuel away from an air. You're allowed to take a lit stick from one side of the madura and put it on the other side. It's a kibui lo b'chavana. As you're taking the fuel away, with the gas, I just have to look up the specifics, but you're taking the fuel away from the from the fire, so that here it's your kavanah, it's avishayin miskavin, because you're just trying to make the fire stronger. However, the mishaber does bring the pleiskin who are machmir. It's better not to, but again, it's okay. If you did, it's okay. In my opinion, the son of the Ramah, I guess. Ain soifin is like a day rebel or sadelos bevikas. You should not prop up kadeira or use a door as a piece of wood for a door stopper. Because that's mucham for fire. And nowadays people aren't using wood for a fire, so it could be you could use it for these things, because what else would you have a piece of wood? I don't know. About mutter mitzlois bo, but you're allowed to go ahead and take a piece of wood and use it to as like a you want to do a campfire. So you see, I have a stick and you stick the hot dogs on. That would be mutter. Veloshin shemutter lahasik bo mishar etzim. Even though this piece of wood you get is not really worried to burn, but you can use it to go ahead and to light it with other ones, because it wasn't really set aside for burning, but since you can go ahead and light it with everything else, because it's lach, this bika is moist. So, but you could throw it in the fire with other etzim. L'didan mutu levasha b'kaderes chadoshes b'yomtiv. We are allowed to go ahead and use kaderes chadoshes on yomtiv, even though by lighting it strengthens it. It's not considered gomer as a kli. Hagav yesh oisrim. Again, this din is not by Shabbos, because you can't put a cheres pot on the flame on Shabbos, but on yomtiv, that's where the shaila comes up. Yesh oisrim mechein aminig. And you have no other pot, because it's mechazik the, it's like a makam patish type thing, it's mechazik the pot. L'chein nagu k'shekonim k'deiros chadashos b'pesach v'ashim v'hem kodem yantiv. You have to be sure you cooked with it before yantiv. It's about cheres. I mean, I don't think that by metal it has the same din, but by cheres that would be the din. For example, if you have a crock pot and you should use it, you shouldn't use it the first time on yantiv, because that's also cheres, and it could be that would, I don't know, it could be with gomer, I'm not sure, it could be with gomer in the thing, it's not fresh, pashtus, but I'm just giving an idea where maybe it's nogea, akupanim, so we'll stop here.
Sure.